Briefly, how would you describe the atmosphere of the talks between Pope Francis and President Shimon Peres?
The meeting was conducted in a very friendly and positive atmosphere, and they discussed an array of issues of mutual interest.
Do you see any signs, that is, does Israel see any signs, that there can be an early resumption of the long-stalled peace process between Israel and the Palestinians?
The issue was raised, and we really hope that the peace negotiations will resume. There is nothing that the people of Israel want more than peace. Peace with our Palestinian neighbors is one of our main goals. But the only way to achieve peace is for the Palestinian leadership, Palestinian authority leadership, to come to the negotiating table. This has been the main obstacle to peace in the past 4 years. Without the Palestinian leadership coming to the negotiating table, there is no way that peace can be achieved.
What about the Syrian conflict? I know this was also discussed. What do Israel and the Holy See say about this conflict and how it can be resolved? We've seen many appeals, of course, for peace by Pope Francis.
The crisis in Syria is first and foremost a humanitarian crisis. It is tragic to see the bloodshed, the human suffering, and to see actually a brutal dictator massacring his own people. Also, another point is the concern that everybody has, that the international community has, and it is also our concern, is with the chemical weapons in Syria and the possibility that these chemical weapons may fall into the wrong hands.
The Holy See and the State of Israel have been engaged in long-standing bilateral talks to resolve various economic and tax issues, particularly concerning church property in Israel. Given that these negotiations are now in their 14th year, do you see any reason to believe that these outstanding issues will eventually be finally resolved?
Yes, certainly. There is a reason for optimism in this regard. The negotiations regarding the financial agreement are nearing conclusion. We recently have solved and overcome some outstanding issues. There's still some work to be done. There are a few issues that will have to be resolved. Next June in Rome, the Bilateral Working Commission will meet again at the plenary level, and we hope to make additional significant progress. But there is a reason to be optimistic.